Now a jazz moment.
I first heard Ornette at this club on Wilshire Boulevard called The Hay, and they started playing, and it was so brilliant and so human sounding, you know. I'd never heard anything like that in my life. It was like the human voice, you know.
Little did NEA jazz master Charlie Hayden know, the night he first heard saxophonist Ornette Coleman play, his musical course was charted for life.
I said, man, this guy can play, man. I never heard anything like this in my life. This is the way I hear, you know. I told him, I said, man, you sure sounded beautiful. He said, thanks, man, not many people tell me that. We got to his house, and he couldn't open the door because there was music stuffed under the door everywhere, you know, on the rug, on the bed, on the dresser, everywhere. I said, man, it's fantastic. He said, yeah. I said, let's play this. I said, okay. I was scared to death, man, because I'd never played with him before. And he was playing in a way that the normal traditional jazz musician didn't play. He didn't play like that, you know. He said, now, when I heard this song, I heard some changes with the melody. But as soon as I play the melody and I start to improvise, you just follow me. And I said, man, that's what I've been waiting to do my whole life, man.
Charlie Hayden became a member of the revolutionary Ornette Coleman Quartet in the late 1950s. This jazz moment with bassist Charlie Hayden was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Christian McBride.